Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
He
said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
This is Al Porter Jr. You know, before the verdict came in, I always had a hard time saying, because it sounds like an oxymoron. If you get out there, you say, Happy Memorial Day. It just never sounded right. Definitely not this weekend on top of it. So I would just say Memorial Day for all those soldiers who have fought in wars, but let's not forget about a Memorial Day for all those victims of police brutality. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers to this show, as well as let you know the show that you're listening to. as I look at the numbers of 216205, 216772, 216486, 216215, 216212, and I do everything I can. It's not about the music so much. It's music activism news, but it's like getting to all my phone callers. So please have your thoughts on quick so we can make sure that whoever calls in, we can give you the same respect. And if something happens and I come to you, any of those phone callers, and you decide, man, I wanted to say something else, you can always, since you didn't do that so far, you could push your one key later on after we talk, or you can hang up the call back so I'll know that you have something else to say. I want to let you know that the man streets, this is chapter 4, verse 21. Man is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. The number here for those out there online from different other area codes who choose to call in is 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at that same number of 646-478-0944. I promise to listen as long as I can. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. So if I come and you don't want to say anything, that's cool. You can stay silent. I'd put you back on hold. But I always want to hear what's on your mind because as the Creator has given me a format to talk, you never know what somebody else is saying that might affect myself or somebody else who's listening. Just as the decision that came out the past Saturday real quick, the judge shared his reasoning, or non-reasoning, but we'll be fair and say his reasoning behind the Brillo verdict, and the key was the inability to prove that he alone fired fatal shots. As Cleveland police officer Brillo, we all know he jumped on top of the 79 Chevy Malibu with Tim Russell, Melissa Williams inside. The car was wedged between two police cars. 13 cops had already shot there more than 100 times. And then Brillo fired 15 more shots straight down at them through the Malibu's windshield. Given all that as the backdrop, many Clevelanders were hoping for, if not expecting, guilty verdicts on two counts of voluntary manslaughter from Brillo. But Judge John P. O'Donnell ruled that Brillo is not guilty of either count of voluntary manslaughter, nor is he guilty of the lesser included offense of felonious assault. That's something very important to think about because on quote-unquote reasoning, O'Donnell said that those seven shots from three different directions, so there was no way Brillo could have fired all of them. Brillo was not guilty of the lesser included offense of felonious assault because O'Donnell also addressed the issue of whether Brillo committed felonious assault, a lesser included offense in the case. He concluded that prosecutors proved Brillo knowingly caused serious physical harm to both victims by the mere fact that Brillo shot them. But Brillo was found not guilty of a single count of felonious assault because the question of whether or not Brillo was reasonable in his actions played a pivotal role throughout the month-long trial. You know, police officers are held to a different standard from the public, meaning if I stand on the hood of your car and shoot you two or three times, I'm gone. But they're held to a different standard when it comes to the use of force. So if an officer believes, just thinks there's a reasonable threat to himself or another officer or the public, the officer is justified in using force. Several police officers testified they believed Russell and Williams were armed, pointed a gun at police, fired shots, led police on a 22-minute chase, and evaded arrest. But all the officers said they perceived Russell and Williams as a threat, were in fear for their lives, and retaliated in kind. But none of that matters, O'Donnell said, because 20/20 hindsight cannot be used in assessing an officer's use of force. His initial decision to use force was constitutionally reasonable, O'Donnell said. He was reasonable despite knowing now that there was no gun in the car. Now, with that being said, I'm going to get off of anything I had to say. And definitely, since we wanted to start this way and anybody who was online could at least get a chance to speak, which they're supposed to, I'm going to go to the first person who was on there. I'm going to hit up that 216-205. How are you this evening?
Oh, we're blessed, Mr. P. I appreciate you for being on the front line and doing everything you do. BMA, of course, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, and everything else that you do for us. So we're just letting you know that we appreciate you, and we got you back.
Thank you so much. It means a lot, brother. I appreciate it, and I hope you still will continue to hold.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
You know, all right, we appreciate that. And I'm looking to see who else has been added to everything. So I'm looking at this other phone number of 216703. I plan on getting to you as well. Just give us a little bit of time. And if that last phone caller wants to add anything back, they know the rules to go back and either press a one key, hang up, call back. I do my best to make sure everybody gets on board. I do want to say that also, since we're talking about it, the affirmative defense, the last 15 shots that came from Brelo, and the reason I want to do that is I never want to speak without facts. If I don't give you facts, then there's something wrong with me. It's kind of like if you go to church and your pastor says, I'm going to speak to you from the Bible, but you don't have to open it up and read. You better get up and leave the church because you need to have some sort of reference point no matter what you do. So with these quick little facts that are last less than maybe 45 seconds, prosecutors acknowledged throughout the trial that officers were justified in their use of force. That's why the 12 other officers who fired shots at Russell and Williams were never charged. But from the ground were justified. But the prosecution said Brelo crossed the line when he jumped on top of Russell 79 Malibu and fired the final 15 shots. Interesting. Now, they said that it was unreasonable because it was not proper police protocol and because it put Brelo and his fellow officers in more danger. O'Donnell rejected that argument. He said, given the length of the chase, the collision between the Malibu and a police car as it tried to leave the shooting site, and the fact that Brelo was afraid a police car could be pushed on top of him justified his final 15 shots from the car's hood. In the last 7.392 seconds, O'Donnell pointed out the Malibu was not wedged tight enough to be immobile and could still be used. So they went by all of that to add out whatever type of language you want to use. But I just want to throw that stuff out there before I go to my next phone caller who waited very patiently. So with that being said, I'm going to jump down here to the 216486 phone number. That's 216486. How are you? 216486. Must have called to listen, and I thank you for that. Before I move down to that 216215 phone number, like I say before, you can always listen. We won't put you on blast for listening. We appreciate that. But we do call people whether you intend on speaking or not because that's very important. Because you did mention that earlier, the last phone caller, I want to put it out there that the Black Man Army meetings are on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. That's Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection. At the Resource Center and the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings on Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue, the Lee Road intersection at the Resource Center, same Resource Center. As I get ready to go before I give that 216215 phone number, I do need to at least say the wrap-up. I was going to save it for last, but I want to speak about that now. As community activist Art McCoy of the Black Man's Army at a St. Clair press conference yesterday said, we aren't talking about rioting, but this is a warning to the city and country that if you mess up a 12-year-old Tamir Rice the same way you messed up Tim and Melissa, and to some of the people who were out there all weekend, like Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Oppressed People's Nation, Greater Cleveland Support Network, LaTanya Goldsby, Revolution Books, Puncture the Silence, Cop Block, New Abolitionist Association, Cleveland State students, a lot of them from the Black Studies Coalition and a few other things like that. That was an honor to be out there with you all. Carl Stokes Brigade, still doing it after all these years. Alicia Kirkman, Christine Wilson, even my being one of the flag carriers at the mock funeral procession for Tamir Rice. And I just want to get out and say that it was an honor, but if there was one thing that I could say was a positive, and you might say I'm morbid, but it was a positive about the Brillo verdict. There were a lot of groups that started out strong months ago, but they let their egos get to the best of them, and they weren't out there working together side by side. I mean, there were a lot of them that were together, but they just didn't work for some reason, or they're getting out there on the front line arguing with each other. It was good to see everybody start to work together once again, trade phone numbers and everything like that, because there are some who may not believe, well, I don't think the voting part works. I don't think this works. I don't think that works. But if you have somebody attacking things on different lines and different levels, I was very honored to see that start to happen in our area again. It was very, very important that that happened. And for the 216-215 phone number that I had to put up with my loudmouth for so long, 216-215, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. All things considered, I'm doing extremely well. It's been a while since I heard your voice, so how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just a little disappointed about the verdict, a Brillo verdict, you know. I feel African Americans rights have been violated.
You know what I'm disappointed in? Not only the verdict, I'm a little bit disappointed sometimes in myself that I didn't expect a guilty verdict in over 4,000 cases of brutality and murder in our area.
Right.
We haven't had people found, police officers found guilty. A lot of times, instead of being found guilty, they settle out of court on city money, so the officer keeps their job. The city says, yes, they did something wrong, but to keep the city from being involved, here's some money. And there you go. Just like before everything came down with Brillo being on trial, the city of Cleveland paid out $3 million to the Russell and Williams family. Split that up, you know, half and half. You know, the lawyer got their cut, unless it was a little bit something separate. They never tell you quite what the lawyers get out of it. But the city settled. But it doesn't mean that justice was served, which is a definite. We see that now because there's a chance Brillo could end up right back on the streets as an officer.
So how would they handle that in the civil matter? How could it be handled in a civil matter?
Well, because of the fact that there are a couple of ways this can be handled. And I'll give you the perfect example. Since the family settled with the city and everything like that in their civil suit, they could still turn around and do something, but in a civil matter by the Department of Justice still being here, fortunately, the Department of Justice says they're not done looking at that incident. They want to look at it personally. So they can look at it on their end. The city of Cleveland can still file charges if they choose to. They could file something. Their only problem is this having gone to the length of a trial that it did. It's going to be harder to prove. The prosecutor said, well, I hope you live by and we can all get by with the verdict that happened. But I'm going to put it out there. If Tim McGinty wanted to do something right now, Tim McGinty could go back and still file absolute murder charges. So it's up to the mass groups that are out there and people that are working together, some of the ones that I just called, and others. If you have the clergy all of a sudden speaking, NAACP all of a sudden out speaking, they could put pressure on Tim McGinty to file murder charges against all of the officers.
So what about,
I hope that helped.
I got one more question. What about Frank Jackson and what's his name? The one that worked at the
police chief, Calvin Williams, or are you talking about Blaine Griff, the safety director?
No, the other guy. I can't. I think he's got the one that works at the he works downtown at the Justice Center. He's like Jeff Johnson. What about Jeff Johnson and the mayor? How they doing it?
Okay, we've got some problems here. I'm going to give you part of an answer so I could take another two phone callers. But
okay.
I'm going to do my best to wrap up everything because right now the power is to the people. And you asked something that should only take me about maybe a minute and a half or two to wrap up. That's why I say, and to the others who are online, I promise you I will get to the 216-212 phone number and the 216-703. But you just hit it on the two major things. State Senator Sandra Williams, Cleveland Democratic, she's Cleveland Democrat, Representative Sandra Williams. She called personally, she asked for all 13 officers to be fired. Also, our county councilman, Anthony Harrison, said, once again, it appears our lives don't matter. With Brillo's exoneration, minorities and poor haven't been heard, and ultimately justice hasn't been served. The process is as much in question as the verdict. Brillo wasn't tried by a jury of his peers, but was determined by a member of the judiciary. It appears that the deck was stacked against blind justice. Now, the reason I'm reading that off is because, since you asked, Councilman Jeff Johnson and Zach Reed are calling for Brillo's firing. They can do that. They've been calling for firing on TV interviews from CNN to local TV. Now, my question is, why didn't Anthony Harrison and council people speak up a whole lot earlier? Because you may not know this, but the day after Attorney General Mike DeWine declared systemic failure, former Councilman Eugene Miller, current council people like Zach Reed, Jeff Johnson, T.J. Dow, they took up for the mayor and our police department, and they never once took up for the families. So to make a quick hit out of this, Mayor Jackson, who said at the time that the Attorney General Mike DeWine's Department of Justice and the Department of Justice, you know, both of those systemic failure reports were wrong. I believe it's because of the recall effort against the mayor. I believe because of the Brillo verdict. If you haven't heard the news, Cleveland reached a settlement with the Department of Justice that happened, and I believe it will be announced tomorrow morning. So I believe as long as we put that pressure out there, we can see people begin to buckle, change their mind, and do a few other things. I mean, after all, remember something. You ask an important part, what about the mayor? Recall is coming up, as well as the fact that elections are coming up for council people. So if we put the pressure on them, I believe we could change a whole lot of things. And I thank you so much for bringing that up, because I didn't know if I'd be able to get into some of that this evening. So thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Please hold a line. This is going to be a very strong show already. I can see that. I wouldn't have it any other way. So that's why I can say I thank you all for tuning in to be a part of this. One thing that I can say is I appreciate the phone callers, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. I don't think I should have to give this phone number out any more times, because I now see the 216-410 and the 216-772 number has chimed back in. But I need to deal with the 216, and that's only because they were, like, so darn patient. So I'm going to go to 216-212 and see how you're doing, and then I'll bother the 216-702. 703 phone number. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
212? Good, yes, good.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I disagree with that verdict, and also, you know, try to put pressure on the mayor and get this thing overturned. You know, and you spoke about the councilman, Zach Reed, and Jeff Johnson. They trying to get back in the office. Okay, but you know, about the payoff, you know, they reached a settlement. Oh, that's fine, but that's not gonna bring back the vibes of what the officers did. And I just feel sorry for the family. I prayed for them and hope they get an appeal to get this thing resolved, you know, get the peace officer put where it needs to be, in my opinion.
I thank you for that because we tend to forget about the families, and that's why I had to say the last thing. Sometimes we tend to forget about the spiritual aspect, and I appreciate you touching on both of those because it's so necessary, because a lot of us might have been there on Saturday, and in spite of the outcome, for those who may have seen it online or what have you, it hurt so much to see Melissa Williams' cousin, Renee Robinson, actually fall back on the ground on the steps of the Justice Center to hear Alfredo Williams actually speak on the steps of the Justice Center is very chilling on that aspect of it all. So I just want to say I appreciate you for bringing the families into it, because that's the one thing that a lot of people didn't speak about from the very beginning. Our so-called elected officials could take up for themselves, for the police department, but it was so sad that all the way from 2013, nobody said anything about the families.
That's
nobody.
Right.
And I appreciate you for saying that, brother.
Okay.
Oh, man, if you could still hold a line, I'd appreciate it. And like
okay,
I say,
sure.
Thanks again for calling in.
I hold.
You know, thank you so much. It's important because, like I say, this is definitely a family community issue. And I'm looking at 216703 to 216772, 216410. I'm going to get to you all. I just want to say and give a quick shout out. I didn't even go into the top 10. I'll do that in a moment. But I want to thank the Butters Radio Show. They come on like Mondays, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. It's been a rough one for me from all weekend because I was invited. They air on WRUW.org, so they're like 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time on 91.1 FM. And the show host Garbs Infinite from the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. You might wonder, why would I bring that up at a time like this? You know it's something when he invites myself in a hip hop think tank featuring Optimus Prime, Jake Quarles, Daniel Gray Kantar, and Jake Quarles and Brother Alive. It was quite a few of us talking about solutions for 3 hours as we dealt with collective economics, creating real music, and entrepreneurship, which was very important. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well. Looking at the phone calls before they pile up on me, I want to definitely get to the 216-703 phone number that has had to put up with my mouth for a little while now. How are you doing out there? 216-703.
How you doing, Sarah? How you feel today?
I'm doing good because it's always good when you have people who are thinking. So I feel excellent.
Well, I just want to say to everybody, this Blackout Sound, the sound of Joe Legacy, I don't agree with the verdict as well, as like everybody else said, not riding their tail. But, you know, in that situation, like everybody else, I kind of figured dude was going to walk anyway. But what tripped me out was how the judge justified it and broke everything down with the paperwork and got to talking about the shooting and then turned around and basically said that, you know, he was out of control. He didn't follow cop procedure, but it was still okay and all charges is dropped. Now that tripped me out because if I go do something like domestic violence or something like that, I had to be accountable for that. So it's just kind of crazy. But like I say to the family, like the last phone caller, I just want to pay my condolences to them, about they lost. So once again, it's Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy, the founder, and I'm just listening and just listening. That's all. And I'm happy that no riots and no catastrophes happened after we heard the verdict. So that was a good thing. So everybody on the line, just stay strong. You know, it's a cold world out here, and they really don't care about us. We already knew that. That's all I got to say. Blackout Sound.
Thanks, brother. As a matter of fact, man, sometimes you hear a song, and a lot of people recognized it for what it was, and while others just danced to it. But one of the deepest things that was said happened to be, and before I get into anything else, yes, I'm looking at the 216-772 phone number. I'm looking at the 216-410 and the 216-389. But I wanted to say one of the most interesting things was when Michael Jackson said, "They don't really care about us." And you wonder, was he wrong? That's a deep song when you think about it. I do want to put out that for those who dial this number up at 646-478-0944, you can use this same number on Wednesdays, which I'm sure a lot may do, because this Wednesday, Hood Talk, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Emacs and the Mindset, they deal with international politics broke down to a local level. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, phone number is Hood Tunes Radio. They deal with the Music Business 101 with my man Emacs, and that's at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Friday and or Saturday or both days. I also want to take the time, because I think it's very important before I go to the next phone caller, to just say that people may have missed it. But, you know, I'm glad that my brother spoke on that. I'm glad the last phone caller brought it up because, you know, if I shoot a dog or a cat 49 times, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, okay, PETA, the ASPCA, Dick Goddard, Bill Patman, you know, he sponsored the Dick Goddard Law to protect animals. They're going to come and drag me out of wherever I am, put the cuffs on me and throw me behind bars like they should. I mean, let's face it, there was a man who tied up a dog and shot the dog with some about 12 or 13 times, and he put him behind bars. I applaud that. Now, if two people break into your apartment or your home, two people, and you shoot them 49 times, they're going to at least ask you, what is your mental state, and get a psych evaluation for abuse of a corpse. If that happens, they're going to definitely test you for drugs and alcohol. Now, the reason that I say that, and it's even if you have a carry concealed weapon permit, that's where our Mayor Frank Jackson, we look at where he may have failed, because his 2006 policy, always go by policy the best that you can, because even in this not guilty verdict, it's that policy and procedure that can be used to bring them back up on trial if we lean on the right people to do that. But Mayor Jackson and then Safety Director Marty Flask, called it the Rodney King syndrome, where police, if they see something, have to say something. Now, as well as limiting pursuit vehicles. Now, we all know that didn't work in 2012 with the chase that happened in November of 2012. We also know that Marty Flask was promoted to Mayor Jackson's, one of his personal assistants. I believe Mayor Jackson has had, like, this is like his ninth one added on. And Mayor Jackson promoted Chief McGrath to safety director. Now, police are still ignoring how many cars can be in a chase. They pleaded the fifth. They pleaded the fifth. And the collective bargaining agreement, the union, they agreed not to test police after shooting for drugs and alcohol. The city provides lawyers to not only protect the city, but to protect police officers against civil suits. And if you don't believe that, look at the fact that in Tamir Rice's case, officers Lohman and Garback are definitely waiting to see if they should be, you know, on trial. But it's the city's lawyers that are protecting those two police officers as well as, well, let's say it, city interests. Know the facts and then make your decisions on which way you can go. Like, I'm bothering this 216-772 phone number. That I know that probably upset because they've had to deal with my loud mouth for too long. So how you doing out there? 216-772.
I thank you for your loud mouth. That's important. We all have to be loud right now. So, and Al, you've been out there telling the truth. If it was a dog that was shot, you'd be in big trouble. If you did that. Al, though, I'd like to take a different direction for a second. Tomorrow, it's been said that the mayor has, come to an agreement with the federal government over the consent decree.
Yeah.
And I guess they're meeting tomorrow morning to hash it out and release it eventually to the public. But has everyone been invited that has made recommendations? That's my question. I just got a call from somebody from the Carl Stokes Brigade, and they're not sure that they got an invite to that, even though they made recommendations. So it's interesting if it was cherry picked or not.
We don't know. The only way we found out about it was somebody called and said they saw it on the news. So this happened, I believe, so fast. But to answer your question, no. A lot of people that were named in making those decisions or what have you, recommendations for the DOJ report, have not been called, at least that I know of.
I'd like to know who was invited, and they may have to reschedule this if they haven't invited, Black Lives Matter groups,
You're right.
I'm checking into it, and I'm gonna get back with you as soon as I find out.
Please do.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna go ahead and listen up. So thank you for the show. Have a good.
No
thank you.
Problem. You too. Right. And I appreciate those who are still online listening. That was my man, Brother Don, who is out there on the front lines. I know I'm looking at the 216-410-216-389, 216-450. I know I'll be able to get to you all. I just want to put out there different people, places, things. That's why I always say in the beginning of it, take down information because we perish for lack of it. And if you want to be involved with anything else, feel free to listen to Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's WERE 1490 AM or www.newstalkradio.com or the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show that airs on voiceitradio.com Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. And I also want to give a quick hit to something that happened. 71 arrested. So far, it looks like 53 were arraigned in front of, might have been like 58, arraigned in front of Judge Marilyn Cassidy. But about 53 were released today. And, it's interesting when you see a Judge Cassidy, when she ran, she could come to Art McCoy's radio show saying she's fair. I just want to say the 35 who pleaded no contest to the minor misdemeanor won't be fined. 20 pleaded not guilty. That'll go to trial. We want to see how fair she'll be on that. It seems like the argument is no one's rights were read. And the NAACP said they were in jail too long. But the Cleveland Police Department, it seems like it's one of the areas that we write the rules as we go along. They said they don't have to read the Miranda rights unless they were interviewing people. So it's kind of like the police officers said, we aren't going to even interview them or ask them questions. We're going to pitch them in jail and bring them to court. I mean, I might be wrong. That's the way I'm reading it as. It's one of the craziest things I've seen, but it's not the craziest thing because it's been crazier than that. And with that being said, I know this next person didn't feel like just hearing me rattle off. So it's 216-410. Thank you for holding the line. How are you this evening?
All right, all right. Porter, it is gospel, hip-hop, Lavina Murray. I really like what you said. We know that if it was a black brother, we know that it wouldn't have been no 20-page or 10-page, 30-page or few-page summary to read before the verdict. And we know that he would have gave a guilty and life sentence in one breath in less than 10
yes.
minutes with a few words and possibly a death penalty date. So we know that the verdict in itself was racist. And I say that because the state must establish a rationale criteria and narrow their judgment, particularly on what threshold the verdict is. What does that mean? That means all the constitutional flaws, you should have found one that supported the verdict. And what does that mean? That means there was no statute that supported the verdict. So what does the state say? What does the state say? So why did you verdict not guilty if there wasn't something in the verdict that shows arbitration and capricious in the verdict? What does that mean? Why didn't you rule no verdict, no rule, no decision? So everything, if you didn't rule, no decision, you know what I'm saying, then it would have been dismissed. Okay, so there's a lot of question at point, why did you chase him in the first place?
I'm in.
Never answered. Never answered. Didn't even come close to probable cause. Because, number one, that wasn't only their car, that was their house. They were homeless. I just got off the phone with Timothy Russell's dad. They rushed him to the hospital because he's so sick over this. I just followed up on Renee yesterday. She broke up. They might have to rush her back to the hospital. So you're right. We need to follow up and stay in touch with the victims. The victims matter. The verdict is questionable. And just a couple of announcements. I'm not going to hold everybody up. Tamir Rice, remember, Tamir Rice Coudell, the 20th.
Yep.
June the 20th, we want to see the people. It's power in the people. We got to continue to fight. If we're not resting, the court's not going to rest. That verdict, what did it rest on? It didn't rest on anything. The court's not going to rest. The police officer's not going to rest. If we can't rest, they're not going to rest. Tomorrow, the minister's clergy march is tomorrow, 11:30. You probably announced that already. And on 6th Street, start the march. All the clergies. Pastor R.A. Vernon and Calvin Olivet, those are going to be the two main speakers. They're going to march, 1,000 march tomorrow morning downtown.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank you personally for at least taking it out to the streets, into the neighborhoods to engage and talk to people in the communities. Like you did last week, I want to say that I really admire you for that.
All right, I love you. We have 3 to 4 protesters a day in our different communities.
Good.
We did one on Kinsman. Just this morning, we marched from Selma to, I wasn't there, but they told me the march went well. The preachers will be a mass incarceration. They're taking the photos for the papers.
Thank you again, definitely. We thank you. Feel free to hold the line. I have a feeling we'll have a lot of other information coming through tonight. Thank you so much. That's a real sister right there. It's good to have real people who call and real people that you're around, because I say this, it'll take less than a minute before I go to see how 216389 is feeling. I deem the people that hang around me, because I feel like a majority of them have other things and greater things that they could be doing, but when they come by and they allow me and they missed, it says a lot, because they know that I'm doing something right. And I feel that people who are doing something, they don't have time for BS and they miss. I know I don't. So I always have to thank the ones around me who are pushing on and doing things, because just by you speaking and just by you doing something, you don't know what you have done to weigh in on me. As a matter of fact, I want to definitely point out one thing. Well, two things, really. Less than a minute. WCSB tonight, 1 a.m., 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time. That's that SOTC radio. And that's WCSB.org, as well as WCSB Saturdays midnight, Cleveland Standard Time. Also on 89.3 FM, 216 radio, WCSB.org, and like I said before, I need to go and see what's going on with 216-389, 216-389. You have been so patient. I appreciate it. How are you this evening?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. The Cavs are up 3-0 to the Atlanta Hawks and look to get Game 4 win in the next home game. With a win, the Cavs will end up going to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2007. LeBron James will win Game 3 with a triple-double, scoring 37 points, grabbing 18 rebounds on 13 assists. In the Western Conference Finals, the Golden State Warriors are on the tear and look to sweep James Harden and the Houston Rockets. No team in the NBA has came back from a 3-0 deficit, but I won't be surprised if Houston doesn't go out without a fight. There's a weekly sports report. Now, is there anything you have to ask me?
Yes, I do want to ask you. I want to say I thank you for at least putting my mind in a different set of time, because when it came down to it, how were you as surprised as I was? I mean, I was thankful, but I was surprised to see the Cavaliers with Kevin Love out. At one time he was out, J.R. Smith was suspended. Then you get everybody looking like they're doing all right. I see Kyrie wearing a suit, no Kevin Love, and we're still sweeping Atlanta Hawks so far, starting out in Atlanta. What do you think your keys have definitely been, besides just LeBron? Do you think it's been like coach or the fact that they're late in the season instead of early?
I think it just took time to gel, and I just honestly believe that right now it's the defense that's helping us out. Tristan Thompson is a better defensive player than Kevin Love, honestly. And I just feel that his energy and J.R. Smith and Amon Shumpert's defense, it's just everything has really helped out, and they're gelling at the right time, man. At the end of the day, I mean, Kyrie Irving doesn't have to play if we're winning 3 straight games without him. He doesn't need to play. He just needs to rest and get ready for the finals.
Right. Well, I thank you so much.
Thank you too, sir.
May you still continue to do what you do. It's good to hear back from you. It's time to hear back from you at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks again, brother.
All right, thank you.
No problem. And before I look at that, 216-450, wow, 216-376. I should have known it was going to be one of those nights. I'm going to go ahead and let's run things off quick to make sure we get to everybody, because I'm looking at a 216-650. So with that being said, let's go to 216-450. How are you? 216-450. And I take it you call to listen. And I can appreciate and respect that. That 216-450 call to listen. And I'm very thankful for that. And the reason I say that is because, hey, like I've warned people, you may not wish to speak. You may not have pushed the one key. But I'm always going to pick on somebody to see what's on your mind because I happen to feel you never know what you might say that might affect somebody else in a positive way or give some information away that might cause somebody to think. Before I go to that 216-376 phone number, what I find very interesting is, yeah, they do have to get on the Department of Justice thing because the Honorable Frank G. Jackson, Mayor of the City of Cleveland, this was sent to the mayor, and the Department of Justice said, Dear Mayor Jackson, the Department of Justice has completed its civil pattern or practice investigation of the Cleveland Division of Police, CDP, or the division. We've concluded that we have reasonable cause to believe that CDP engages in a pattern or practice of the use of excessive force in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. We've determined that structural and systemic deficiencies and practices, including insufficient accountability, inadequate training, ineffective policies, and inadequate engagement with the community, contribute to the use of unreasonable force. Our investigation under the Violent Crime and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, 42 U.S.C. Section 14141, focused on allegations of excessive force by CDP officers. Section 14141 makes it unlawful for government entities such as the City of Cleveland and CDP to engage in a pattern or practice of conduct by law enforcement officers that deprives individuals. Investigation was conducted jointly by the Civil Rights Division and the United States Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Ohio. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to go into the rest of the page and a half on that because I can definitely get into that in just a little while. What I'm going to do is go to 216-376 because they've been kind of patient. 216-376, how are you?
Yo, 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 Black People in Progress, Black Man's Army. Follow us on Facebook, Black Man's Army. Follow us on Instagram, Black Man's Black _ Man's _Army. Also follow Black People in Progress, Black People _ in Progress. What's up, Brother Porter?
I'm doing good, man. It looks like you and the other phone caller after you will get the final word. So go ahead, brother. What's been going on? Congratulations on getting out there and handing out information all day yesterday, man. So go right ahead, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. I spent some time up at Whitfield, Martin Luther King and Kinsman, just talking to a couple brothers and sisters about the verdict this past Monday, I think. That was Monday, right? Or no?
Right, right.
Yeah,
the verdict
okay.
That came down on Saturday. Yes, I got you.
Oh, Saturday. But,
yeah, because you came along the day after. That was something, though.
Yeah, Saturday. Yesterday, we had a nice march. Black People in Progress, Cleveland Renaissance, and also Bashir Jones. We started off at Lee and Harvard. We marched from Lee and Harvard to Lee and Kinsman, from Lee and Kinsman to Kinsman and 131st, from 130 to Harvard, and from Harvard and 131st back up to Lee and Harvard. A lot of young folks out there, a lot of kids out there. A lot of stuff got done. Like I said, phase one is protesting and marching. That's just to bring awareness. And that's all we're looking forward to do. We're not out there just uneducated, thinking that, you know, things are going to change from protesting and marching. A lot of people are confused about that, but that is to bring awareness to a lot of situations because some people are still asleep and are still in the dark when it comes to things, injustice that's going on in our city. You know, so when we, and I'm not a big protester or marcher myself, but when I am out there, trust and believe, pal, that I'm out there with my CDs, I'm out there with my flyers, initiating phase two when it comes to Black cultural economics. the economics when it comes to black culture. Once we have the money, then we have the power, then we can make changes. And I just before I get off the phone, I just want to let everybody know there will be another march at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Tri-C area, then Tri-C area down there. 6 p.m. tomorrow, Cleveland Renaissance will be down there, also by Sher Jones, and also hopefully Black People in Progress. So if you guys get out, you guys are able to get out there tomorrow, to make sure it happens.
Thank you so much, as always, for calling through, calling and being out there to hand out information to raise a nation. Man, much respect to you, brother.
No problem, Al. See you Wednesday, bro.
See you Wednesday. Of course, he's talking about Wednesday at 6 p.m., 14715, the intersection of Lee Road, Euclid Avenue, for the Black Man's Army meeting at the Resource Center. And then at 7:15 p.m., all are welcome through to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. And looks like the last word at that 216-650. 216-650, you got about 2 minutes. What's going on with you?
Hello, Brother Al. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. What about you?
Well, I could do better. I could be doing a whole lot better right now with regard to the matter at hand. Still, of course, dealing with the very painful truth of Mr. Ronald Hargis having had his civil liberties completely stripped from him, having been completely railroaded by the system that began at the city of Cleveland and had branched out to Grafton and from there to the Lake Erie institution where he is now housed. And I have to say that if we as a people, especially as people of color, would allow this kind of thing and not continue the fight, it's going to have to be a very consistent fight against this kind of ill treatment of our people that has been historically known to be business as usual, then we put ourselves in danger of being treated the same way, no matter what our position is in life. So I just absolutely have to say that. I also do look forward, Brother Al, to putting forth the plan at hand that you and I had discussed. And so also I do want to say with all respect, again, I will always give you the kudos that I feel that you deserve, because you are one of few that not only talks the talk, but you walk the talk, and you are out there on the front lines, and you're putting your money where your mouth is, and we need more like you. And in closing temporarily on this subject with regard to this case, we know there are a lot of solicitous people involved, very insidious people involved. Besides Target Source, Chase Bank is also involved. There's a very tangled web. There are some very crooked court systems involved in this matter as well, Brother Al. And
yes,
absolutely look forward to putting forth more efforts to absolutely stamping out this kind of mistreatment against Mr. Hargis, as well as myself, and I'm sure others that have experienced this, but it is a very difficult thing, and we need more people to jump in and help with this matter to bring justice.
Thank you so much, and I promise we will do our best on that, and we'll continue to do so. May you have a very safe evening.
You too, hun. Thank you.
Thank you. And before we leave, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. 10 was the Butters Radio Show for what I talked about earlier, bringing a meeting of the minds early this morning, 3 hours dealing with the verdict and everything like that at hand. Number 9, Eastside. Number 8, Miss Cleto. Number 7, Ballhead Fred. Number 6, Lady Beatrice. Number 5, Solomon Kane. Number 4, my man King Swish of OPN, who stayed busy. Never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Black House Sounds, who called in earlier, Gambino Red and that BMA bus with that Black Man's Army theme, EMAX, Sergeant Major, Sheriff Kilroy, over 700 people heard that theme going out there in the community as it did what it was supposed to do all over the place. With that being said, I want to say I thank you all. Look forward to continuously working with you all. And this song that's about to play, it goes out to everybody everywhere, Queen Nana, black people. There's a message there.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. Then they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Payback. Music.
My black people.